I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
So for years, my mom has been complaining that she has to watch the same thing as my dad because they only have two cable boxes and the TV in their bedroom shows the same thing as the TV in the kitchen on the cable.
That sounds odd.
Well, you have to pay for one cable box per television that is hooked up to the cable.
Yes.
So they have their TV and kitchen hooked up to the same box, to the same cable box.
Oh, they have a splitter
yeah.
to one box.
Right.
Each TV doesn't have their own individual box.
Right. The other TV that has its own box is the living room TV. So the bedroom and kitchen one share a box. So they have to be on the same channel. So for years, my mother has been complaining about having to watch the same thing as my dad because she will be in the bedroom and he will be in the kitchen and they will be having a battle. And so what did I do out of the goodness of my heart? I bought her a Google Chromecast. What has she never used for the past 4 years?
The Google Chromecast?
Never used it. She'll ask how to do things all the time or how to watch stuff. And I'm like, I have taught you how to use it 1,000 times now. You need to just do it instead of wait 4 months and then ask me again.
Or you Googly it, because
yeah.
I'm sure there's a video on YouTube
that shows how to use your Chromecast. So
you could just say, hey, Siri, how do I use my Chromecast?
Is she about to answer you?
No, because it's on
airplane mode.
did you
just screw everything up?
And she doesn't work on low battery power. Like, oh. I put it on low battery mode. And that's one of the features that turns off is Siri.
Stops listening to you.
Yeah.
So my dad asked me if I would watch The Mandalorian with him, which of course I was like, yes, I will watch it for a second time.
Yes, I will.
I will always watch more Baby Yoda. Of course I will.
Do the with your hands. I tried to find a gif of that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't.
I hope you guys have seen The Mandalorian and know what she's doing. Otherwise, this part will be very confusing. Podcasting, notoriously.
With your hands.
Notoriously a visual medium, yes.
Don't forget to watch us live.
So anyway, what were we saying? Oh, so my dad asked to watch
Mandalorian.
And we all know from months ago, if we've been listening to me, our stupid-ass television that is less than 4 years old will not get the Disney Plus app. So I just full-on stole my mother's Chromecast, put it in the living room because I had to watch The Mandalorian.
Has she noticed it's gone?
Nope. Has not noticed. Of course not. She never uses it. Never uses it. So now I can watch Disney Plus in the living room instead of in my bedroom, which is where I have been watching it because I can only watch it on my computer because my stupid-ass television can't get the app. So that's the story I had to tell you. When we were watching it, my dad was like, what if there was like a regular Western, but just like one guy in the background was riding a blurg?
That'd be hilarious. Like, you're just watching a John Wayne
yes,
movie.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
On TMC, and all of a sudden on the horizon is the Mandalorian riding a blurg, and you're like, what?
Isn't that very funny?
I think someone at TMC needs to make that happen right now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So out of our 12 listeners, if you know someone who works in the industry for TMC.
TCM, Turner Classic Movie.
TCM.
That's the one that we said. We always said that.
Have them impose.
Yeah, a blurg.
A blurg with a Mandalorian on him in the background.
Yep, totally.
Yeah.
I've been on a real Star Wars kick lately.
Yes, you have.
I started watching The Clone Wars, and it was better than everything about the prequels. It was better than all the prequels. It should replace the prequels.
The cartoon with Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yep, it's real good.
Yeah, I've watched some of it.
It's real good. And then when it was done, so in Clone Wars, Anakin has a Padawan, Ahsoka, for the first few seasons, and then she quits the Jedi Order. And then she turns back up in Rebels. And so once I got done with Clone Wars, I was like, well, I clearly have to watch Rebels now so that I can see Ahsoka come back.
Yes. I've seen just a handful of episodes of those. I've seen more Rebel. No, I've seen more Clone Wars than Rebels, I think.
Clone Wars is better than Rebels. Yes. But Rebels is still good. So I've just been... And then of course, I watched all of The Mandalorian. And episode 9 came out. So I've just been on a real Star Wars thing lately. I've been binging. I have thoughts. I have opinions. Without too many spoilers, what did you think of episode 9? Did you end up seeing it?
I have not seen it.
You didn't see it yet?
No, Scott saw it.
I know. Scott took Isla. I thought you would have gone.
Nah, I'm meh.
Hmm.
You can talk all you want about it. I don't really care.
Here's what I thought. Well, I had a theory that I wanted to...
Bounce off me?
Bounce off of you. I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, try me.
I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. Okay, so, spoiler alert, Leia dies. Nobody saw
what?
That. Nobody saw that coming.
How'd she die in the movie?
By trying to reach out to Ben and save him. She Aww. Gives all of her life force to her son.
Aww.
To, like, bring him back to the light.
Aww.
And dies. And then Ben becomes Ben again and, like, helps Rey.
Scott did say that Kylo Ren died in the beginning.
He becomes Ben Solo.
Mm-hmm.
He kisses Rey.
Ooh.
And then...
She punches him?
Nope. Disappears into the Force. And when...
Like, as an entity or runs away?
Dies.
What?
Yeah.
Ben dies.
Yes.
So Kylo Ren and Ben die.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know that.
Yes. But wait.
There's more.
When Ben dies, Leia's body, so she's been dead for a few days. They have her laid out. Her body, or whatever, a few hours. I don't know how time works. It was very confusing. Her body flutters away also into the Force. Doesn't that normally happen when you die? Yes, that's the answer to that question. So here's my proposition.
Because that's what happened to Luke.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And Jedi Master Yoda.
Leia didn't actually die when she died. She is the one controlling Ben Solo's body. Ben Solo never came back. Leia's in charge the whole time. Leia's the one who kisses Rey. And
I'm here for it. And, I like it.
And that's why her body doesn't flutter away until he dies. Because she's actually the one controlling him. That is my hypothesis. That is my hypothesis on this.
Here for it.
Thank you.
She does give Rey some mighty long hugs.
Yeah.
Throughout the movies.
Right. Right. So my hypothesis is that Ben doesn't really come back. Leia's just in charge of him that whole time. That's my fan theory. She's the one. Leia kisses Rey. That's my.
So like Han shot first.
Right.
Leia kissed Rey.
Yeah, Leia kissed Rey.
You need to get a custom shirt that says that. We can make it happen.
I'll that's my.
Contact one of those Etsy Star Wars t-shirt making people. And I'm just like, can you take this design of Han shot first and put Leia kissed Rey?
So that
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
That's my hypothesis on how that went.
I'm sure that song's like 15 years old by now.
Oh my god. Stop.
It's 2020, y'all.
It is.
The 80s were 40 years ago.
No. The 80s started 40 years ago. They started 40 years
mm-hmm.
ago. They ended 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't just like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like it was when we were growing up.
Like it was when I was 20?
Yeah.
Since I was born in the 80s. Since I was born in the early 80s. So if the 80s were 40 years ago, then I'm almost 40, and I just can't abide that. not
at 42 in a month.
I know. Oh my gosh, you guys, we're going to New Orleans. That's really exciting.
And if you haven't bought your fucking tickets yet, you better, because prices are just going to keep going up, motherfuckers. And now you're in charge of your own goddamn hotel reservation somewhere not with us, because y'all waited.
Shannon and I
just saying.
Shannon and I are feeling a tiny bit salty about this because we gave everybody
two years
warning. 2 years. We gave everybody 2 years warning for this trip. And then here we are a month out, people being like, well, I want to go. Sweet Jesus titty motherfucker, figure your shit out. We have been telling you for so fucking long what's up. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's a little salt here. We're salty. We gave everybody 2 years notice. Mm-hmm. When we planned this trip.
Guess what? In 2 more years, we go to Vegas.
It's not even. It's closer to 3 still. Because I turned.
There you go. Three.
I turned 37 only 2 months ago.
And we gave you a 5-year notice on that shit.
Yes. So we have 2 years and 10 months before we go to Vegas. So pull your shit together.
We have to start planning that next year.
Yeah, we do. We do have to start planning it next year. Figuring out where we're going to stay.
Yep.
Trying to get people to commit.
We want that $10,000 real world penthouse.
Yeah, we want that. We got to get it.
Planet Hollywood.
You know, you know what we have to do is we have to get my rich cousin to come. The one who has the Louboutin boots.
Yes.
Get her husband to pay for
hey,
it.
Hey, Playa.
Hi, I'm turning 40. You want to come? Do you also want to pay?
I want to pay. Tax deduction. We're clients.
That's
entertainment.
Right.
50% right off.
That's right. Exactly. Speaking of trips, I have a Maggie rant. It's time for a Maggie rant.
Oh, are we
rant.
Done with Star Wars?
Yeah. I'm done with Star Wars.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I just wanted to say I was on a Star Wars kick, and I wanted your interpretation of, was that really Leia?
I liked it. Did you, Luke and Leia show up together at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. We never see her in the Force until after her body flutters away.
Right.
She never appears before that. Yeah. She only appears after that. She's not really dead. She's controlling Ben.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's what happened. All right, so Maggie rants. I am so over bachelorette trip weekends. I don't even have anybody I can complain about it to because everybody has done them. So for me to be like, I'm so tired of these, they would be like, but I did that.
I didn't do that.
I don't even have anyone I can complain to about it.
I wanted to, but none of my friends had money to. And I had to throw my own bachelorette party. My bridesmaids didn't even do their job. And then my aunts didn't do their job by hosting my bridal shower. My sister went to all my friends and asked them to donate money to pay for my bridal shower.
Oh my God.
My friends paid for my bridal shower.
I have a bridal shower.
So I had real shitty friends and real shitty family.
Sad that we weren't best friends yet. I would have made sure that everything was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We were getting there.
I didn't know you well enough yet. Yeah. So, Julie and I were talking about a trip, and I was like, Jules, I can't do a trip with you next year. Like, because my cousin is doing a beach house in Traverse City bachelorette weekend. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, it's like $500 I don't have. Beach house. Traverse City.
Why don't they just go to Jean's house?
I mean, that's not the same side of the family. They didn't know that was an option. Also, Jean's house is not, like, nice.
Oh.
It's a cabin in the woods.
So, girl retreat. Cabin in the woods. You can run around naked. No one's going to bother you.
I mean, I would prefer that. I'm not, like, there's too many people who don't. If it were, like, a closer group to me, I would try to do that. But, like. My cousin has her cousins on the other side of the family. She has, there's a lot of people going to this who don't know me, where I can't be like, hey, let's do this 2 miles south, 2 hours south. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even thought about, like, should I just stay at Jean's and try to travel to Traverse City?
Whoever's organizing it would still want you to pitch in for shit.
I know. But I wouldn't have to pitch in for the overnight place, which is expensive. For the beach house.
Well, tell her you can't afford it. And then you have other things to do, like go to Disney World.
Obviously.
That meme is so us.
It was. Okay, why does your Uncle Scott have to be a dick all the time?
I don't know. I think he thinks he's being funny.
Like
my dad.
He always comes across as a jerk.
Yes.
Always. I'm like, ugh, not this guy again.
So is Debbie, his wife.
Yeah. I don't notice her as often, but I definitely notice him. When you were talking about teaching your child about civic duty, and he was like, vote red! Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker!
He thinks he's being funny.
It's never funny. It's always
rude. Okay, boomer. Move along.
That's why I must start. I'm just going to reply that to him all the time. Okay, boomer.
If my dad was born in 55, that means he was probably born in 48-ish. Because my grandma had like 5 kids right after each other.
I was real sassy back to him. I just couldn't handle it. Stop. Yeah. Stop. Stop shitting on my fun.
Yeah.
That you even tagged me in it. That was directed at me, not at you, fuckface.
Just keep scrolling.
And then I was like, why would I want to go someplace without Epcot? And then Debbie was like, I heard Epcot was terrible.
I've been to Europe 3 times.
Yeah. This all awesome. Happened. This all happened.
I know about your trips to Europe. So you can just shut the fuck up.
Going to Epcot is not supposed to be instead of traveling the world. That's not the point. And if you think that that's what it is, you have missed the point.
I like Epcot because of all the science shit.
I love the science shit at Epcot.
Countries are actually kind of boring.
They're good for food.
They're only good now because we go during food and wine.
There it is.
And drink our way around the world.
No, that's why food and wine became a thing.
Yeah.
You know? But I did actually, without food and wine, actually drink around the world. 11 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I was tanked. But, like, you can only
Well, yeah, because those full-size drinks.
And they were full-size drinks.
Not half-size.
They were full-size drinks.
$5 samples.
Right. No, it was like that margarita that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a Viking coffee. And then mm-hmm. I had a glass of plum wine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then because I overdo it, I actually did four drinks in Germany. We did a wine flight. So it was 3 small wines. And then we did beer and brats for lunch because by the time we got there, it was lunchtime. So we did beer and brats for lunch. So like I only count the wine flight as part of my drinking around the world. The beer was just my lunch beer, but like.
It's just my lunch beer. Oh, that's officially drinking around the world. This is just my lunch beer.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, Epcot is great, but like the country part. Is kind of dull. Like, if you're going there for attractions, there's not a ton.
It's all shopping and
shopping.
Movies about each country, which are really outdated.
Oh, my God.
The France movie is still the movie from the 70s.
They're redoing the Canada one
mm-hmm.
with Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, my God, yes.
I know!
We were wondering, the guy in Canada when Lisa and I were there.
Yeah.
Told us they're redoing all the countries to highlight characters now. One character per country.
Right.
But he's like, but there's no Canadian characters there, unless you count Deadpool. And I don't think they're going to put Deadpool in Canada here in Epcot. I was like, yeah, probably not, but that'd be cool.
Right. But
love it.
But the
Catherine's Canadian?
Yeah, both of them. Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are both Canadian. And so they're doing the new O Canada movie.
Nice.
Isn't that fantastic?
Please tell me Daniel's going to be in it too.
Oh, nothing would make me happier. But
a Schitt's Creek O Canada movie?
Yes. That would be great. That would be delightful.
How does she get her lips to talk like that?
I don't know.
I've been watching her, and when she folds her lips down, like
I can't.
She purses them down on certain syllables. I'm like, I don't even know how you're doing that. I've tried it, and I'm just like,
not just that. I've tried to do
it.
David.
I'm like, David. I can't do that. That makes a totally different sound.
Like a disgruntled pelican. Like, I can't do her accent.
Is she a ventriloquist?
I literally don't know. She's magic. I try to do her accent, and I can't. The only thing I can say is, David.
An undiscernible accent.
Her undiscernible.
I just watched that. It's so good. Some lady with an undiscernible accent greeted me.
Stop acting like a disgruntled pelican. It was... Is it in the baby's chamber?
The baby. The baby.
We're trying to move our lips like her.
I can't do it.
Nobody can do it. Catherine O'Hara is a goddamn genius. That's what this is. That's what that is. So anyway.
All right. I'm really excited.
Aunt Debbie, stop shitting on Epcot. You've never even been there. You don't know anything.
Oh, she's got the biggest heart on for Disneyland.
Listen.
Which is, I guess it's fine if you don't go on a Saturday, which she doesn't. She only will do Monday through Wednesday.
Disneyland is super important historically. It's got touches of Walt all over it in ways that Disney World does not.
Yeah.
Because he was there for Disneyland and was not there for Disney World. So, like, I get that it's special. And I get that it's lovely, but, like, Disney World was what he wanted. He wanted space. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be able to do everything he wanted to be able to do, you know? So.
And I think that was the biggest notice for me was the space. The rides are literally right on top of each other. The lines are indiscernible between rides.
At Disneyland?
Yeah. And the workers just... They don't have that magic Disney touch. They don't give a fuck. No one was kissing my ass in Anaheim.
Everybody kisses your ass in Orlando.
Yes. It is ass kiss fest.
Kiss fest assed.
Every person is empowered there to kiss your ass. From the street sweeper all the way up the line.
Remember when I told the person in front of us at Epcot that I was jealous of their ice cream? And so they gave me a free ice cream? Mm-hmm. That would never happen.
That's Disney magic.
That's Disney magic, you guys. Yeah. Said, I'm jealous of your ice cream because it was beautiful. And they were like, well, we can't have that. And they gave me a free ice cream. Mm-hmm. I went to the Boardwalk Bakery when I was there 3 years ago. And
you can buy that scent on that Etsy site.
Joseph and Ashley had really upset me. And I was like sniffling and angry. And I was like, I'm going to go get myself a goddamn donut. Right? So I'm like still like tear streaked and upset. And I'm like in a like bad space. And my mom calls me on the phone. And I'm like, I'm at the bakery getting food. Tell Joseph and Ashley I hate them. Like not in a good place. So I get up to the front and they're just like, take it.
Aww.
They just like gave me free breakfast because my brother upset me.
You look like you're having a day. We're really sorry we can't put vodka in your orange juice. Here you go.
Have your breakfast for free.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, that's not Disneyland.
No.
There's, like, a lot of cool things at Disneyland. Whatever.
There are, but the amenities are even less. There's one restaurant in Disneyland that you can reserve and have a character meal with. And it's only... brunch.
Oh my goodness.
Only brunch.
Oh my goodness.
One restaurant.
That's wild.
So we had to spend our prime ride time from 9 to 11
having your character brunch instead
of getting fast passes, which are on demand there.
Yeah.
And hitting the rides early.
Right. Right, cuz you can't the other thing is that you can book fast passes in the apps now.
Mm-hmm.
At Disney World. I mean, we don't because we have the, you know, people let us in, so we have to have them do it. But, like, if you had your own ticket.
Yeah. Anyway. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, people. Just keep scrolling.
On social media. In life, you're allowed to complain to your friends who let you complain. Shannon lets me complain. I complain to Shannon. Shannon complains to me. Do you know where we don't complain? On social media, or like whine about stuff to people, right? Do you guys understand the difference here?
You know how many times I write a comment and then just hit the backspace button?
Me too, all the fucking time.
I mean, you know what? It's not even worth
it. All the time.
One, I don't want to start any fights. I don't need any trolls in my life right now. And two, my opinion doesn't really fucking matter.
Right.
Just keep scrolling.
So I was in this group called When You're Tired of White People, But You Are a White People.
And you thought it was going to be all danky.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was for a while.
Like, I love mayonnaise.
Right.
I'm so white, I eat mayonnaise sandwiches.
Right. Stuff like that.
Which is my daughter right now.
Stuff like that.
Mommy, I want a mayonnaise sandwich. No.
There was one post where this woman was like, I got my hair did. And she was white and she had it in black braids. And like, there was so much scalp showing. Like, she had no right to have her hair done like that. She went to a black salon, and her kid, she had him get colored dreads, like, put in, and he looked like Sonic the Hedgehog, and we were all making fun of it. And that was the content I was there for. Mm-hmm. Well, don't go to the black salon and have your whole scalp showing. What are you doing? That's not for you.
They did that on purpose to her.
Oh, fuck yeah, they did. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And she thought it looked great.
Yeah.
And so, like, we were all, and her kid, too, looked utterly ridiculous. And so that's the content I was there for. You know, yeah. I thought we were there to make fun of putting raisins in potato salad and when white people think their dreads look good. Like, that's what I thought I was there for. And then one day this guy just was like trolling and trolling and trolling all day. Just, and I don't even understand why the mods let all of this shit through. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And one of the things that I saw was like, first wave feminism. We want to be equal to men. Second wave feminism, something, something, I don't remember what else. I don't need a man. Third wave feminism, I am a man. And it was a picture of Rachel Maddow.
Mm.
And so I reported it.
Right.
Like, report.
Mm-hmm.
For other.
Right.
Because I was like, transphobia isn't an option. And then there was a different post that used the slur tranny on it. And I reported that one for hate speech. Mm-hmm. And then I got kicked out of the group. So, as my friend Lauren pointed out, admins and mods prefer to just be told so that, like, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't shut you down mm-hmm. for having too many reported posts. But, like, the mods weren't doing their fucking job anyway. Mm. Like, instead of taking these hateful posts down, they kicked me out of the group.
Yeah.
So, fuck all y'all.
You must have forgot to read the community rules that hate speech and racism is allowed here.
Oh, I see.
It's actually preferred.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I must have screwed that up.
Yeah. And as long as you don't use the N-word.
So at first I was furious. Or say that men are trash because that one is not allowed.
Yeah.
That is hate speech and it's the only bad one.
I got flagged for saying that in a group.
I know.
In a mom group.
Yeah.
I said boys are wild animals. And it got flagged for hate speech. I was like, go fuck yourself.
And yet I get kicked out of the thing for somebody calling someone tranny. And it wasn't even a trans person. It was somebody else who was gender bendy. You know, I mean, Rachel Maddow is just a lesbian. She's not even a man. That shit is fucking transphobic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was furious. And I was furious about being kicked out of the group. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I am powerful.
I'm powerful.
Fear me.
Yes. Fear the Maggie.
So I posted that. And I actually had a lot of my trans friends liked my status update. Mm-hmm. And some of them commented and were like, thank you for defending me and my rights. Yeah. And I was like, see, look, I was doing the right thing. Fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. And then some dickbag comes along and is like, what, is it such a problem to disagree with somebody's character or lifestyle?
Yes, because it's none of your goddamn business.
But that's the thing. Being trans isn't a character or a lifestyle. Lifestyle is like, I'm going to live in a tiny house, or I'm going to
snort coke off of a hooker's ass.
Right? If you're going to live in a tiny house or snort coke off
a sex worker's ass.
If you're going to snort coke off a sex worker's ass, like, you do you. Those are lifestyle choices that I'm not going to judge. But, like, trans is who you are as a person,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a thing you get to disagree with.
Right.
You know? And then also, like, you know, he's trying to tell me that this guy posting hateful transphobic shit was justified. It was completely fucking off topic for the group. Like, none of those posts were appropriate.
Right.
For when
raisins and potato salad.
For when you are when you're tired of white people, but you are a white people. Like, not appropriate. It was completely off topic.
Like, if we're talking about white people being tired of white people, but you are white people, it should have been a post making fun of shit like that.
Right.
Look at this transphobic racist asshole and a screenshot of his shit for the day.
Right.
Like, this is why I don't like being white anymore.
Can I be part of a new group now, please? Yes. And then someone said yep to him, like, yes, it is bad to do that. And he goes, but why? So I just blocked him. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't have time for this.
Yep. Block, delete,
right?
Bye-bye.
Or, like, characteristic. That's like...
Don't even argue with me.
I don't understand shy people or whatever. That's me. Personally, being like, I don't get you. And it's like, I just don't like being around other people. And I'm like, excuse me? I don't get...
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, you know, so those are the types of things I can respect. Oh, you have 8 children. You think that the British office is better. Okay, these are differences that we can have.
10. 10.
I am powerful. Fear me in my smashing of the report button.
So when I post anything like controversial, I just head it off in my post. Don't argue. You will be deleted. This is my opinion. Just keep scrolling. Like, this is how mad I am about something. I'm putting it on Facebook because I'm so mad. But I do not want your racist opinion attached to it. I will block you. I will delete you. I will erase you from existence.
I mean, I just am in such a bubble that I didn't realize that we were going to, that there would be people who would think that they needed to defend transphobia.
Yeah.
To me, you know, mm-hmm. To be like, well, why can't I be hateful?
It's a sin, Maggie. Did you know that?
Oh my God. I saw the funniest thing on Facebook today about sins, by the way. It said, something about, like, rich people. Jesus never told rich people to give away their money. And the woman was like, in fact, he did. Mm-hmm. Right? And that was the whole meme. It was from some TV show, but I didn't recognize it. And, like, all of the comments were trying to justify wealth. Like, people being like, no, Jesus was just telling that one guy because his attitude was bad.
So is yours. Like, literally proven by the words that just came out of your mouth.
It was so funny. Yeah. And then a lot of people kept... putting the one, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Mm-hmm. But, like, so many people were trying to justify wealth and being like, Jesus just said that one time. That didn't apply to everybody. I know. It was really funny. You people don't understand your book.
Black Jesus, by the way. Mm. Jewish Jesus from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't forget that.
Don't forget him.
Wasn't it even written in the Bible that he had, like, burly black hair?
I don't know, actually.
And olive skin or something like that.
Italian Jesus is not real Jesus.
I think that's a joke, but I don't know that one.
What?
Italian Jesus is not real Jesus?
No, that's just... That's how all the Jesuses are white. Like, they're from, like the Italian Middle Ages.
Yeah.
Roman painters have the, like, white blonde Jesus. Yes. So I call him...
The Eurocentric Jesus.
So I call him Italian Jesus because it was...
The Italians.
Because it was so
The Italians goddamn loved Mary, baby Jesus, and titties.
They loved all those things.
In the same painting. I dare you guys, go... to a museum with an Italian exhibit, an Italian wing, and go count all of Mary's titties that you see.
Mary, tits out.
Because there are a lot. A lot. And then tell me why the church is all of a sudden doesn't like breastfeeding. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourselves.
I was going to say something else.
I don't know.
Totally forgotten now. It was, oh, where are all the Orthodox Christians?
Good question. I don't know.
Because Christmas, we haven't talked since right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is truly a secular event.
It is.
All of our traditions that are related to Christmas stem from our old world, quote unquote, pagan rituals that happened before baby Jesus came.
Mm-hmm.
Constantine stole the winter solstice from our heritage and attached it to Christianity.
Yes.
Calling it baby Jesus's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, nothing we do during Christmas is related to the birth of Jesus Christ. Unless you actually are celebrating the 12 days of Christmas between the birth and afterwards. Because that's when the three wise men were traveling. They didn't get to Jesus till 2 weeks later. And why was Mary still in the fucking manger at that point? She should have been back in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Because they were there for the census and for taxes. Anyway, it pisses me off now. Jesus is the reason for the season. No, he's not.
No, he's not. Solstices.
Solstices. And now it's become like a commercialized machine.
It is that.
I don't even...
On Christmas Day, Discover Card had the audacity to mail me my bill on email. And I opened it. And I was just like, everybody give your presents back. Return them real quick. Sweet Jesus, what have I done? Why would you email it to me on Christmas Day? That's so rude.
Right. Should have done it early or late? Just give us a few more days on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a couple. End of business month.
Yeah. Right. Well, my bill is due on the 19th, so that was 6 days later. Yeah. So they were sending me the next one. Yeah. So I just paid it. I mean, that's what happens every month. I just don't really notice normally what day it is or whatever. 25th. Mm-hmm. So rude. So rude. How dare they? So that's all I have to say about that.
I am officially middle-aged.
No.
Let me present the evidence.
Okay.
I have a night guard for grinding. I had a sleep study over Christmas, and I'm getting a brand new CPAP machine so I can breathe through the night.
My brother has had a CPAP for almost 10 years.
Yeah, that's for, like, not his fault, though.
Middle age. Age between 45 to 65.
See? I'm middle-aged.
You still have...
Nope! I'm middle-aged!
3 years.
I think this cough I've had for a long time is actually acid reflux related.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's time to lose weight. Rude. No, I'm going to say that's the one thing that really hit home, and I know I think I've said this a few times, and the Try Guys did an aging series, and the one point that the aging specialist they were talking to, the professor at UCLA, was like, you need to prepare your bodies in your 40s for your elder years from 60 to 80, because... The state of your body as you enter your 60s is what's going to carry you through old age.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, I need to get fit. Because I won't have the money to treat the ailments my body's going to have at 80.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna die of cancer because I can't afford my chemo.
So after I was complaining about my cousin's bachelorette weekend to my parents... My dad goes, you need to be saving your money, which is what he always fucking says to me about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime, he just wants to criticize me. I had to cater my party with my friend for like $20 one month because our party funds were really low. And I did the like snobby Joe's, mm-hmm. right? So and I bought buns. And an 8-pack of buns is normally $3. Mm-hmm. I found them at Meijer for 85 cents.
Nice.
I know. And I was bragging to my dad about it. Because I catered a whole party for $20. And he goes, you shouldn't spend money on yourself, but you should spend it on other people. Like, you shouldn't treat yourself to nice things, but you should be, like, better to other people and serve them these 85-cent buns.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. I know. So my canned response to him has just become, I'm going to die in the climate wars. I'm going to die in the climate wars.
Zombie apocalypse is coming anyway. My money's not going to be worth shit.
What good is trying to save all my money when I feel like the world is
I'm not going to be able to use it.
When I feel like the world is going to end in my lifetime. What's right. the point?
That's what I feel like, too, honestly. What's the point in me saving my money when the market's just going to crash or the zombie apocalypse is going to come and money's not going to be worth anything? Like YOLO. I've never felt more YOLO in my life than at 42. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
What's $38,000 in credit card debt?
It's nothing. Doesn't matter.
I can still make my payments and still do the things I want to do, so...
So, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Anyway, did you see that tea pile?
Yes.
So, I got a new... I'm going to explain this picture. I got a little pot that's a teapot in the background. I don't know how many cups it holds. Probably four. I'd had two cups of tea out of that, and it looked like there's maybe one or two left. And I didn't even fill it up all the way. So when I put the tea leaves in the steeper, I was just like, boop. I said, that looks like enough. And then I took it out, and you know what happens when dried tea leaves are hydrated, right? They, like, triple in size. And so I, like, banged my strainer. And a little fell out. And I was like, oh, that's not that bad. And then I flipped it over and banged it real hard. And I pulled it up. And this literal mountain of tea leaves fell out. And I was like, oh, that escalated quickly. I like that other one. Those are baby. Yeah.
Big tongue. One. Yeah, big because tongue. Check this out. I have a bald spot.
You don't have a bald spot. It's just like.
The way my hair is being. Well, my hair is thinning and I don't like it.
So. Where's the little tongue?
There's
we're picking the Catherine picture of the week. I don't know. Have you had a nice picture like that posted in a while?
Like that? That one's good, right?
Yeah. That's the bald spot one, though.
All three of these have a bald spot. But that one, the big tongue, does not.
So birthday weekend is coming up. Send us your ideas for what we should do in New Orleans.
Yes.
I think I'm definitely going to book a... Mardi Gras World Tour.
I know I said it already, but whatever you want, it's your birthday.
Should we do that when we arrive Thursday afternoon or say do it like Friday?
Yeah, no, I think we should do it Thursday because... Because
Thursday we're going to check in and then I thought we could just like wander around the French Quarter.
I think
mosey around and meander.
I think that might be something that like not everybody wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even that trying to wrangle everybody to do that would be a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. So I think what would be good is to just tell the people, like tell everybody that that's what we're doing at that time.
On Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. And then
everyone coming from Michigan's on the same flight.
No way.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Isn't that great? Like 10 of us.
Amazing.
So excited. Not 10 of us. Probably 8. Yeah, because we only have, Yeah, we have 2 coming from Colorado if they both come. So
they discontinued my eyebrow stuff.
Okay.
This is my third try at new eyebrow product.
And?
I think this is the one.
Okay. Is that this one you talked about the other day, right?
On Snapchat.
Yes.
Yeah. Dip brow. It's very famous.
Dip brow.
It's actually like a pomade paste. Kind when I've been using powder for 13 years and I tried 2 other powders and I hated them. So this has been a very expensive thing just because they discontinued my goddamn eyebrow powder.
You should have tried an Ipsy bag and just asked them to send you a bunch of eyebrow shit.
Send me all the eyebrows. And then this woman at Sephora was such an idiot. She goes, I went in with no makeup on and I was like, see, these are my natural eyebrows. They're very blonde. And she tried to give me the most blonde color for the eyebrow. And I go, I want it to match my hair.
You're like, I don't want blonder eyebrows. I want human looking eyebrows.
So we.
Not albino looking eyebrows.
So we gave me taupe. This is taupe. The previous one said it was for light brown, and it was too red, and that was part of why I hated it. It was really too red. It was not the right color for my face.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, I can see.
And I couldn't get the tip to be, like, the end of it to tip into a tip right.
Right.
But this, look at how tippy those tips are.
Ooh, that's so tippy.
That's a tight tip.
So angular, you're going to cut me.
It's so angular.
All right. We didn't talk about...
We might be going to war.
So that's happening. I don't have a go bag. I don't have an emergency kit. If we're bombed, like, I'm fucked.
Well, they were talking about that they were going to just do Trump's properties, which, like, I can get behind.
Oh, yeah.
Destroy Mar-a-Lago. That would be great.
Yeah, well, he does have a lot of tall towers.
Yeah.
In New York and Vegas. And
obviously, I don't want New York or Vegas or Chicago to be destroyed. Yeah. But, like, if you can just, like, just do that one building. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I don't think their technology is as good as ours.
Also, you would kill a lot of innocent people inside those buildings.
Yeah.
Although those people would be staying at Trump buildings, so are they innocent?
Probably workers, not people really hanging out. Well, Mar-a-Lago is a country club now, so
yeah, but
can kill those rich assholes.
Yeah, kill the, that's what I'm saying. I would be fine with them targeting Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Do it. Destroy that shit. That would be hilarious. I shouldn't say this on a podcast.
Yeah,
what the
joking.
Fuck is wrong with me? I'm kidding, you guys.
We don't want anyone to die.
I don't want anyone to die.
We don't even know why the general was murdered. I really wanted to put that on social media.
I know.
I don't know who it is. Just like a little baby booty.
Oh,
walking down the hallway.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
So Shannon came over on Christmas Eve as per usual. And when they got there, Zelda was getting into her jams, and she came out of the bedroom and squealed with delight to see Catherine. Last year, when she saw Catherine, she was 8 months old. This year, she was 1 year and 8 months old, because that's how math works.
Mm-hmm.
She was in her little sleep slack, and her little legs were kicking. She was so excited to see her. And this year, she screamed and squealed and wanted to hold Lucy Bear and kept trying to sit on Catherine's lap.
Yep.
She just loves her.
Yep.
She thinks that Catherine is the greatest.
Yes. Her big sister from another mister.
And Catherine, you know, is all about being treated like a princess.
Yes.
Like, you think I am the ruler? You are not wrong.
You are not wrong to worship the path I walk through.
So Shannon took a picture of them walking down the hallway holding hands, and it's the cutest thing in the whole world.
I wanted a forward-facing picture, and Catherine was like, no. And she took Zelda's hand and turned around and walked down the hallway. And I was like, oh, I'm still getting a picture, y'all.
Yep. There it is. It's so sweet.
So sweet.
So sweet.
So to die for. Little baby booty.
Get a little diaper booty.
Little baby booties. Catherine's been real nostalgic for the days of yore.
Yeah, she was using
a baby.
Her baby walker downstairs. I was like, what are you doing? Give that to a baby who needs it. Joe and Ashley had to buy one because Zelda was, like, late walking.
I could have given that to them.
I didn't know you still had it.
Yeah, I have all the baby shit still. I messaged one of my clients. I took pictures of all that shit on that table. I was going to put it on the mom sites. And I messaged one of my clients who has twins. They just turned a year old. And I was like, do you need any of this shit? And she was like, yes, I'll take it all. I was like, you sure? Yes. Okay. She's like, how much? I was like, I want it out of my house. That's how much. Come get it. So she's supposed to come to our retirement party at the end of the month. So hopefully she makes it out here. She's like in Taylor-ish. So anywho. Internet meme of the week, and I keep forgetting to read postcards. I should go get one.
Real quick, though, I have to show you what my Reddit Secret Santa got me.
Love Tap.
She also does Tap.
Oh, fun.
Also named Maggie.
Nice.
And then she also loves this, so check out.
I forking love this. That's bullshit. Team Bad Janet. Is this the bad place? Jeremy Baramee, Team Good Janet.
All on pencils for my tutoring business.
Yes.
She got me that. And then this is a bag that has...
That's hilarious. Positive and negative points to the bad place.
Uh-huh.
And tell the woman to smile, negative 53.
Yep.
I love it.
Holy mother forking shirt ball sign. I love it. So she got me a bunch of Good Place stuff and then a tap dance shirt. Isn't that nice? Nice.
I love it.
I know. It was great. So I had a real winner of a Reddit Secret
Santa. You did.
Year.
I did not do Secret Santa because I was already overextended on Christmas. I have like teachers and bus drivers to buy for now.
Yeah.
And give like daycare people shit too still.
Zelda started calling my dad Bumpa. So
Bumpa?
So he's Bumpa now.
Nice.
And she even put it into the Baby Shark song when she sings it. She doesn't
Bumpa Shark
doo. She doesn't say shark. She goes baby doo 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 doo. Baby doo 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 doo.
Bumpa doo 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 doo.
Bumpa doo 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 doo. It's not, like, consistent in any way, but she sings it Bumpa now.
Can we get Ashley a Mama Shark t-shirt?
I don't know if she would wear it. I started panicking.
Joseph would totally wear a Daddy Shark shirt, though.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. My friend for Christmas went as Leather Daddy Shark.
Oh,
a leather daddy.
Yeah.
So he had,
that took a second. Sorry,
so he was a shark, but he also had, like, the cap. Leather pants and a vest.
Yeah.
So he was a leather daddy shark.
Nice. That's funny.
Okay. So I have a really good internet thing of the week that I'm not going to be able to read without laughing. Maybe you should read it because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Okay.
American girl releases first doll with hearing loss. Faith Moore. Wait. The other ones can hear us? Wait, the other ones can hear us. I love it. That's great. That's a great response. What?
The other ones can hear us.
The other ones can hear us.
I laughed.
Yeah, it's like Alexa.
Yeah. All right, and then one more. The Vincent Van Gogh episode of Doctor Who, but instead, the Doctor takes T.S. Eliot to the premiere of the Cats movie.
T.S. Eliot wrote Cats.
Yes, it was a bunch
clarifying
of,
for
yes, it was a bunch of T.S. Eliot poems about cats turned into the musical Cats, which turned into the ridiculous movie.
Yeah, Ralph Garman talked about that a year ago, and he was like, "Why? No, we don't need a Cats movie."
My mom was like, "What's Cats about?" And I was like, "Nobody knows." And she was like, "No, but what's it about?" And I was like, "Nobody."
Memories.
I was like,
in the corners of my mind. I know about Cats.
It's just a bunch of cats talking about being cats. I was like, nobody knows what it's about, Mom.
Big dick cats.
Big dick cats.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jason Derulo.
You want to take an epic dose of edibles and go see Cats?
That'd be hilarious. I just cut up a gummy bear. I still have two giant 100 milligram ones, so we'll each eat a head.
Yeah. We'll do a head. Yep.
Which is probably about, I don't know, what, 30?
Yeah, it'd be like 30. That'd be, I mean, many people would tell you that's not an epic dose, but it is for me.
Yeah, it's for us.
For us it is, because we microdose mostly, so. Can't get a job.
I was telling my friend's partner about my giant gummy bears, and he's like, "Oh, that sounds like a fun time." I was like, "Yeah, that sounds like me in a coma in the corner." He was like, "Oh, you're lightweight?" I was like, "Yeah."
Yep. Me too.
I went to visit her, and they started smoking like 20 minutes before I was going to leave, and I was like, "God damn it. Where were you 2 hours ago?"
All right, we're trying to wrap it up.
Yeah,
we just haven't seen each other in a long time, you guys. And we have so many things.
Like 2 weeks.
We have so many things to
say. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All the things
to say to each other.
Upcoming next episode, we can start talking about Catherine's birthday party, which I'm already planning.
Well, we won't get one next week because next week is finals.
Oh, yeah. And I have a meeting. Good planning.
Go team. Yeah, no, finals is a week earlier this year than normal because normally it's MLK week.
Yeah.
Normally this would happen in January. We would be like, we're back! And then be like, oh yeah, and then there's another big break because Shannon has a meeting and then Maggie has finals. So luckily they're on top of each other.
So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Get some goals set. You do you. Think about some things that you can improve on this year.
I'm going to finish my book with Joseph.
Yes, that finish, you were writing.
Finish a first draft.
I'm going to work on paying off my debt. I've been trying real hard the last few months to do that, but it still keeps creeping back up. So I need my husband to make more money.
Yeah, make him do that.
Yeah. After our trip, I can put more money into my bills. I took my raise and started putting it into a savings account so I had money for New Orleans.
Very smart, very smart. Yeah.
I'm not missing that money yet.
Nope.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
So.
Great. All right. We're going to wrap it up, you guys. Find us everywhere on the social media places. The name of this podcast is That More Thing, and that's how you can find us to interact with us. But you can also interact with us on Twitter. I am Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And this has been an episode, I have no idea which, I forgot.
I don't even know either.
230,000.
Yeah.
230,000 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye! Bye.